To be or not to be, that is the question, whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them, to die, to sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a contemplation devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep no more. Aye, there's the rub, for in that sleep of death what dreams may come, when we have shuffled off this mortal coil, must give us pause. There is the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorn of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's consummately, the pangs of despite to love, the laws that delay, the insolence of office and the spurns, the patient merit of unworthy takes, when he himself made his quietus make with a bare bodkin? Who would fardels bear, to grunt and sweat under a weary life, but that the dread of something after death, the uncovered country from whose bourne no traveller ever returns, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others we may not? Thus conscience doth make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sickened o'er to the pale cast of thought, and by enterprises of great pitch and moment. With this regard their currents turn awry, and lose the name of action, softly new. The fair Ophelia, nymph, in thy horizons be all my sins remembered.